Total Wine & More is a wonderland to explore. Thousands of wines and spirits, unexpected pairings, and great gifts. Low prices and helpful guides. Make the holidays magical at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
This is episode 1248 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, and welcome. You know, people of all kinds of backgrounds sometimes get to the point where they're sufficiently frustrated that they want to give up. And that's really what this show is about. How do you know it's time to give up? Hope you find this helpful. I really hope this is not your circumstances, but if it ever gets to this point, remember this show and what I told you, it can make all the difference. I also want to remind you that if you're interested in asking me a question about job search, there are two ways to do it. One is through PrestoExperts.com, which is a phone call, or through an app called Magnify, M-A-G-N-I-F-I. And that way, if you have an iOS device of some sort, you download the app, and we have a video conversation with one another. And with that, let's get going, okay? How do you know when it's time to call off a job search in your field, the one that you've graduated in, and then move on? This is a complicated and very sad question for me. I don't know how experienced or inexperienced the questioner is, but it suggests to me that they're inexperienced. Now, I just want to say that I find it very sad because the university has not done a good job of preparing this person for the world of work. And it's not that they don't know what's needed to do the job, but they didn't teach them how to job hunt. So let me back up for a second and say, you may know your field very well. You may know how to be a great manager. I'm going to extend this to people at all different career levels. You may know how to be a great manager. You may know how to be a great business leader. You may know a lot of different things that will help you be effective professionally. And you don't necessarily know how to find a job. You don't know how to interview. No one taught you how to network well. And as I've said so many times, the skills needed to find a job are completely different than the skills needed to do a job. So when I listen to this question, I get very sad because I really try to coach people to be effective professionally. And in doing that, I try to help with skills development around job hunting. And no one's done this for this person. So my answer is, you're not ready to give up. No one coached you how to interview. No one helped you with a resume. No one taught you how to network. No one helped you overcome your inhibitions around networking. No one has been your ally in this job search. You've probably been told, write a resume, send it out, go on some interviews, someone will hire you. If they haven't used those words, they've kind of sent that message to you. And it doesn't work that way. You need to learn how to be as effective in job hunting as you are in your knowledge of your career. And I want to repeat that. You need to be as effective with your job hunting as you need to be, you know, competent in your career. So for those of you who are thinking of giving up on your job search, no matter what your level of experience is, I want to encourage you, it's time to redouble your efforts. It's time to really push yourself. Hire a coach. Get some help. You know, find a career coach. And by the way, I do career coaching. I'm not doing this from vested interest, but you know already that what you're doing isn't working, right? So you got to do something different. You got to learn the mistakes that you're making. You need to understand what in your environment isn't set up to be most effective. And usually that's you. You haven't been adequately prepared. So now may not be the time for you to give up. Now may be the time to learn the deficiencies you have in your game, get better at them so that firms really want to hire you. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few ways that I could help you. First of all, you can hire me to coach you throughout your job search in every way imaginable. That includes a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation and or networking, answering your questions about your job search, giving you advice about a decision you have to make once you have the offer. We can work in 30-minute or one-hour increments throughout your search. And the easiest way to talk with me about it is by connecting with me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. And once we're connected, message me that you're interested in coaching. We'll do a free discovery conversation with one another. If you're not interested in coaching and you just have a few questions, the easiest way to do it is by reaching out to me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I. Or if you don't have an iOS device, if you're an Android user or you just want to call me on the phone, do it through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a career coach and job search expert. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you know that I always talk about JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And recently, we've been changing the focus of the site to really emphasize interviewing and answering tough interview questions. If you join, you'll have access to curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's designed to help you find work more quickly, as well as videos and podcasts and other information. Again, it emphasizes in interviewing and answering tough interview questions. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and get 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. And the last thing I want to mention to you is schedule me for lunch. I do it at 12:30 most days, and for now I'm making myself available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch at 12:30 Eastern Time. We'll meet over Zoom and be able to see one another. You bring something to eat, or if it's early for you, very simply bring some coffee with you. We'll sit and talk for 45 minutes. I'll answer your questions. That's less for $175. That's less than what I charge for comparable time for my coaching. So again, reach out to me through LinkedIn and we'll schedule a time for lunch. Have a great day. Take care.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.